Top labor official moves to axe AMCU's union registration.
The Association of Mine Workers and Construction Unions, AMCU's, registration will be cancelled because it has ceased to function in terms of its constitution and is not a genuine trade union. The Labor Relations Registrar said in a Government Gazette notice on Wednesday. Lalo Hanalamulf said in a brief notice that his intention to cancel AMCU's registration could be appealed against in writing within the next 60 days. AMCU did not immediately respond to various requests for comment. AMCU has just come out of a five-month strike by 14,000 of its members at Sibanye-Stillwater's gold division, having gained nothing more than what other unions had agreed on in November. It secured a 4,000 rand ex gratia payment for its members as a sweetener, but this offer was extended to all employees at a cost of 120 million rand to Sibanye. The strike was seen as a humiliating defeat for AMCU, despite its president Joseph Mathrunjwa's fiery rhetoric that there would be a revolution before the union would settle for less than its demands. Estimates are that it will take about a decade for AMCU's members to recoup their lost wages, which have been put up between 50,000 rand and 60,000 rand. However, there are anecdotal stories of heavy debt incurred by striking workers to pay for food, rent and school fees during the labor action. AMCU has a history of long strikes, most famously bringing the platinum industry around Rustenburg to its knees with a five-month strike in early 2014. Companies such as world number 3 producer Lonmin never fully recovered from the strike and is now a takeover target by Sibanye in an all-share deal. AMCU is alleged to have not held a leadership election in the past decade. Sibanye CEO Neil Frontman has accused Mathrunjwa of ulterior motives in calling the gold strike, suggesting it could have more to do with the union's opposition to the takeover of Lonmin, where AMCU is the sole recognized union. Mathrunjwa has denied this claim. He insists the strike was about addressing the legacy of apartheid wages. Sakoma at businesslive.co.za.